Hi there, and welcome to ISIS Shipping News. I'm Simon Robinson.
And I'm Nick Savides.
And we're going to be bringing you regular weekly shows about what's happening in the world of chemical shipping in Northwest Europe, the Mediterranean, and...
some of the rest of the world.
Some of the rest of the world. So, Nick, who are you?
I'm ISIS new shipping reporter,
Followed
in Adrian Brown's footsteps. Adrian was here for 22 years, did a very good job.
Excellent. So, what's big this week? You were talking to me on the way into this... delightful recording studio, that's the way to describe it, I think, about something called ISO 28000. What's that about?
ISO 28000 is the World Customs Organization's response to heightened security risks for shipping and other parts of the supply chain.
Right.
It came about following the 9/11 attacks in the US.
Sure.
The US response was a thing called the Customs Trade Partnership Against Terrorism.
CTPAT.
CTPAT.
CTPAT, yeah.
It's known as. That basically secures the supply chain to the US, and the rest of the world is now following suit. Around about 144 countries have signed a letter of intent to try and meet these standards, and there will be a vote this week in the ISO. Apparently there may be a chance it will go to final draft, which could mean it will take another 6 months to implement fully. But the organisations who will actually assess companies for their ISO status are already training staff or coming to the end of training staff.
So those would be people like Detmort Veritas and Lloyd's
Register.
Lloyd's Register, those sort of people.
Yeah, the classification societies. They're exactly right. Yeah.
And when would the ISO 28000 come into effect?
It needs to be voted on and then ratified, as I understand it, by each country.
So we'll be looking at a couple of years, maybe.
And it'll be rolled out over the next couple of years, yes. I mean, the idea is that if you are shipping goods, you will be able to fast-track your goods through customs.
Oh, that's useful, isn't
it? Which is, they call it the green lane or the fast track. But with the ISO 28000, it will have to be that everybody in the supply chain will have to be what they call authorised economic operator, AEO. In order for the supply chain to be secure, the whole supply chain, everybody in it will have to be an AEO. So Peter Boyce, who is a senior business manager for Lloyd's Register, the accreditation companies, was saying to me today that that it's no good having a port, a customs organisation, shipping line, all being AEOs, these authorised economic operators, and the trucking company at either end failing to make that, to meet those standards, because you'll have a weak link in the supply chain.
Absolutely. Yes, I can see that being very difficult. And presumably an AEO has actually got a financial interest in the cargo moving.
They will have an interest in it moving more quickly, because
they
will be able to sell that as a...
Interesting to see how that plays at some of the dodgier border crossings, where I imagine there's a lot of queuing and a lot of backhandering goes on.
It would be interesting to see how it's played.
But they'll also have quite a lot of security implications for cargoes on ships, won't it?
Has an enormous amount of security implications. Only last week, a Labour MP in Australia, Michael Hatton, was saying, and I'm quoting now, "Ammonium nitrate is brought to Australia by foreign crews in tanker loads. The chemical had a massive explosive effect, and a ship laden with it could be used to obliterate the whole central business district of Sydney." There is a serious threat. This ammonium nitrate fertilizer was used in the Oklahoma bombings.
Yeah.
It can be a very serious threat.
That's right.
And that's exactly the kind of thing that they're looking to...
Because that fits quite nicely with chemical companies and their kind of product stewardship approaches. So you sell somebody something on the basis that they understand what you use it for and that you will use it in the correct way rather than misuse it.
If you're selling to a company that's ISO 28000 certified, then hopefully that will be a rubber stamp with that for that company that...
No, that's really interesting. So we could see that coming in a couple of years' time.
I think it'll be rolled out across the globe over the next couple of years.
Have you got any information on how it would fit with...
CTPAT?
CTPAT, yeah.
It's exactly the same as I understand it. CTPAT tries to secure the whole supply chain. The US has put its own customs officers in certain ports that it trades with around the globe, Hong Kong, Rotterdam, various other places, and... my understanding is that ISO 28000 will have a similar impact, being organised by the World Customs Organisation. They're the driving force behind this.
So, Nick, your main job is to look at weekly chemical tanker shipping, I guess, and that's one of the reports you put together for Europe, isn't it?
Exactly.
That's right. So, what's really been happening in Northwest Europe this week?
Well, this week there's been a couple of difficulties in the major ports around Northwest Europe. Saddam has had a tugboat strike.
Really?
Which was meant to be 24 hours, but stretched to 3 days. There's a kind of moratorium in the strike now because the tugboat owners offered mediation to the tugboat operators,
right,
to their staff, and the unions are mulling that
proposal over. Yeah.
So it could come back. It could go either way. It's Smit, who are the company involved, tugs that pull ships into and out of Rotterdam port.
Oh right, okay. That's a lot of volume potentially tied up there, isn't it?
It is a lot of volume, and because chemical tankers often carry hazardous waste, they are particularly badly hit because they are required to have target assistance.
Oh right, whether they need it or not.
Well, I didn't say anything. The other problems have been around heavy winds, which have prevented ships from getting into Antwerp and Amsterdam. So the region has been
quite gridlocked, I suppose, in a way.
A little, and it's taking time for that backlog of ships to be cleared, which today I think I would expect it has been cleared.
Mm.
But you know, it was causing some delays last week.
Okay, and what about the Mediterranean? What's going on there?
The Mediterranean seems to be booming. The eastern region around the Arab countries and Suez and the Gulf states are producing a lot of chemicals at the moment. A lot of them seem to be coming to the Med and the Black Sea and out of the Black Sea and up to North Europe. The business there seems to be exceptionally hot.
And also vegetables taking a chunk of the volume, isn't it?
Vegetable oil, because of the new IMO regulations that came into acquiring vegetable oils to be carried in double-hull tankers, they are now picking up a lot of that tanker space, and some brokers are reporting a shortage of space. Some of them are saying that they're having difficulty getting their cargoes on board.
Oh, really?
Which is having an effect on rates, although we won't know the full effect for some time.
Taking a while to play out, I guess, as a new product comes into a market. CPP, clean petrol products.
In the US, because there's been a mild winter in the US, that's meant that there's a surplus of CPP.
In the US?
In the US, and they're selling it back this way.
So it's going eastbound.
The eastbound business there is quite tight. Very little space.
But plenty of space going back west, presumably.
Not plenty, but there is. You can get your cargo on board ships, as I understand it, according to brokers.
The contents of this recording are copyright, read business information, and all rights are reserved. We hope you enjoyed listening, and please listen again. Contact me by email at simon.robinson@isis.com.